Welcome to the Marxist Workers' Party's podcast, Izwi Labasa Benzi, bringing reports and analysis of the news from a working class and Marxist perspective, fighting for jobs for all, a 12,500 rand per month minimum wage, and high quality service delivery, organizing to arm the workers and trade union movement with a revolutionary socialist and Marxist program and policy, building the struggle against capitalism and for working class political power and socialism.
The date is the 15th of January 2021. In this bulletin, the first in a special two-part podcast to begin the new year, we look back at 2020, a year that was a turning point in history, and analyze the storming of Congress by rioting Trump supporters in the United States, which underlines the new period that we have entered of deepened global instability for capitalism. A turning point in history. This is how the Committee for a Workers' International, the CWI, the Revolutionary Socialist International, to which the MWP is affiliated, has described the year 2020. In the statement published at the close of last year, Tony Sanwa, CWI Secretary, explained,
"As the year 2020 comes to a close, the turmoil and convulsions of the shaken global capitalism continue. The year has been a turning point in history, affecting every aspect of society. Commentators and historians will henceforth reference what was pre-COVID and what was post-COVID. An explosive and uncertain situation is now opening up internationally. The COVID-19 pandemic, which has brought untold misery and suffering to millions around the world, has exposed the dystopian nature of capitalism in the 2020s. The pandemic acted as the great accelerator of all of the economic, political and social trends that were present prior to the appearance of the disease."
In March of last year, faced with the implosion of the world economy, the capitalist classes in all the major countries, in the blink of an eye, introduced massive stimulus packages, abandoning their previously accepted orthodoxy of neoliberal, free market and non-state interventionist policies of the past 40 years. As a result, global debt has hit a record $277 trillion. In the developed markets alone, by the third quarter of 2020, debt had reached 432% of GDP. In the years ahead, this will no doubt be used as an excuse to further attack public services and public sector workers, just as this excuse is being used in South Africa at present. Economic recession and depression are hitting most countries alongside a tsunami of unemployment. Whilst a shallow recovery is probable, at some stage, the 2020s will be marked by capitalism staggering from one crisis to the next, punctuated only by short, shallow, and weak economic upturns. In the United States, still the dominant imperialist power, 50 million struggle to get enough food, and 30 million face eviction from their homes. In the neocolonial world, including Africa, a nightmare of horror without end is posed. But the super-rich oligarchs of modern capitalism have amassed ever greater fortunes during the pandemic. In the US alone, between March and September of 2020, the wealth of 643 billionaires increased by a staggering $845 billion. More far-sighted sections of the ruling class recognize the dangers the situation poses for their system. On New Year's Eve, the UK-based Financial Times newspaper, House Journal of the Bosses, called for, quote, a better form of capitalism, and made the following warning that, quote, it is just a matter of time before the pitchforks come out for capitalism itself and for the wealth of those who benefit from it. A global struggle between the forces of revolution and counter-revolution is set to unfold in the 2020s. the CWI and the Marxist Workers' Party are committed to transforming the ruling class's fears into a reality. The pitchforks, they fear, will be a working class armed with the ideas of Marxism and a bold socialist program guiding the mass organizations of our class, the trade unions and new mass parties that will be built in the coming years, forming the bedrock of a movement capable of sweeping away capitalism and building a socialist society. Join us in that struggle.
Just days after the CWI statement was published, events in the United States confirmed the explosive character of the times, including the elements of civil war that the CWI has pointed out will be a feature of developments in the U.S. On the 6th of January, in unprecedented scenes, supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Congress building as politicians met to certify November's election results. Our 18th of November podcast analyzes Trump's defeat in last year's elections. However, the vote in the House of Representatives on the 13th of January to impeach Trump for inciting an insurrection and descriptions, especially in the main bourgeois media and the Democratic Party, that this represented a mass uprising or even a coup are exaggerated. This was a riot by a few thousand right-wing Trump supporters that illustrate the deep polarization in U.S. society and the decline of U.S. imperialism. The minimal policing of Trump's riot supporters that made the storming of Congress possible suggests at least the passive sympathy of elements within the police and stood out in marked contrast to the brutal repression that was deployed against the Black Lives Matter movement throughout 2020. Had BLM supporters attempted to storm Congress, they would probably have been met with a shower of live bullets. The Independent Socialist Group, supporters of the CWI and the MWP's co-thinkers in the US, explained in a recent statement.
Trump lacks the support necessary to pull off a seizure of power. Neither the military, the majority of the capitalist class, nor sections of his own party are behind him in his claims about the election results. Biden's endorsement by numerous current and retired military commanders, as well as his considerable lead over Trump with a number of wealthy donors, clearly signals that most of the ruling class is done with Donald Trump. However, the unprecedented open letter of 10 former defense secretaries warning against, in quotes, efforts to involve the U.S. armed forces in resolving election disputes showed extreme worries and mistrust from sections of the ruling class over Trump's attempts to stay in power. Trump also lacks the organized base which would otherwise counterbalance his lack of state support. Though he does have loyal supporters, many of whom are well-armed and have ties to various white nationalist and militia organizations, these core supporters are neither numerous nor organized enough to carry out a coup. As seen on January 6th, there did not appear to be an overarching plan for protesters to enter the Capitol building and somehow magically seize power for Donald Trump. Instead, it appears that the protesters felt emboldened enough to spontaneously enter the Capitol building, facing little opposition from the police. However, just because this isn't a coup does not mean that it should be ignored. Right populism has the economic conditions to grow, especially given the lack of alternatives to the capitalist crisis, certainly no alternative presented by the Democratic Party. As crises continue, particularly the COVID crisis, housing, and the ever-worsening economic crisis.
The panic of the capitalist politicians gathered outside the Congress during the riot and since is layered with hypocrisy. For decades, the U.S. state has carried through regime change throughout the neocolonial world by the very same unconstitutional means that they denounce Trump's supporters for: the manipulation of elections, military coups, and assassinations. We are, for example, just days away from the 60th anniversary of the assassination of the DRC's Patrice Lumumba, murdered with the involvement of the US CIA. The chickens, as Malcolm X pointed out, following the assassination of President JF Kennedy, have come home to roost. Despite the right-wing character of Trump's supporters, behind the capitalist politicians and their media's outraged denunciation of insurrection, their real aim is to use this incident to attack and discredit the ideal of genuine popular uprisings and bolster the crumbling facade of the bourgeoisie democratic system their economic dictatorship is based on. They are fearful that in the explosive and uncertain conditions that lie ahead in the 2020s, the idea of storming Congress might be echoed by workers in the US and around the world. As mentioned in the previous item, the ruling class has a growing fear of the pitchforks. These events are a warning to both the US working class and its mortal enemy, the US capitalist ruling class. Politically organized in both the Democrats and Republicans, the capitalist class must take full responsibility for paving the way for Trump in 2016. For the working class, it is equally a warning. Trump's right-wing populism is every ounce as anti-working class as the constitutionalist hypocrisy of the Democrats. The Trump vote is less pro-Trump than it is anti-establishment. The blind rage over the shattering of the so-called American dream for the growing millions mired in poverty. Trump's reactionary right-wing cause should not be conflated with nor assumed to be representative of 70 million who voted for Trump. It is the absence of a mass workers' party held back by the labor movement's leaders' pro-capitalist reformism and hiding behind the skirts of the Democrats, who have created the vacuum of Trump's reactionary core to exploit. The impeachment proceedings against Trump will likely only be completed after he has already left office, making it largely symbolic, although it is possible that impeachment could be used to bar him from running for office again. However, even if Trump is impeached, and if all those who took part in the storming of Congress are prosecuted, this will do nothing to arrest the conditions that have led to the growth of right-wing populism in the U.S. The struggle for a mass workers' party in the U.S., as elsewhere, has now become more urgent.
If you have any questions or comments about the contents of this bulletin, please let us know and we may try and respond in future bulletins. Also, if you know about or are involved in any struggles that you would like us to report on or have any suggestions for future topics that you would like us to cover, please contact us. Our contact details will be provided at the end. The Marxist Workers' Party is an affiliate of the Committee for a Workers' International, the CWI, building global working class unity in the struggle for a socialist South Africa, a socialist Africa, and a socialist world. If you would like to join the Marxist Workers' Party or find out more about us, including building the CWI in Southern Africa, please visit our website at www.marxistworkersparty.org.za or call or WhatsApp us on 081 366 7375.